This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Today is World Tuberculosis Day, and South Africa is regarded as a country that's highly, highly burdened with the prevalence of TB. And this data is backed up and compiled by the World Health Organization, which shows that in the last 2 years, 54,000 people died from TB in South Africa. So in 2021 alone, and they estimate that about 304,000 people have fallen ill because of TB. And so despite medical advancements, South Africa still has a problem managing tuberculosis and treatments for it. We're joined by Dr. Lucy Connell, TB program lead at the Right to Care. Dr. Connell, good morning.
Good morning, Lerato, and good morning to all the people who are listening.
Thank you so much for coming through. I mean, I find this information quite disturbing and staggering, because in my mind, and it doesn't make it right, but in my mind, TB is a disease of the 1960s and 70s. It ceased to be so serious until HIV came along. And once there were ARVs, we addressed TB. So I look at these numbers and I think, what am I missing? What am I missing?
Okay, so it's what we are missing as a health system, and many countries with high burdens of TB face the same problems. So one of the things that the last sort of 5 years are revealing to us is that we are not finding all the people who have TB, and that group of people that we don't find then are able to carry on transmitting TB to others in their families, communities, workplaces. We've really not handled, because we're not managing to reach that huge group of people that we're failing to diagnose. But there is really hope in the future. But just to give you an understanding, you were quoting the figures for 2021. And we know that about 304,000 people were estimated to have had TB disease in that year. And but we only registered and started treating less than two-thirds of them, which means we are missing over a third of the people with TB.
So let's start off with just the basics. What is tuberculosis? What is it in your body and in your system?
Okay, so tuberculosis is an infectious disease caused by bacteria called Mycobacterium tuberculosis. And that bacteria has many skills and attributes that allows it to evade our immune system and to survive in the body for many, many years until the conditions are right for it to break free and cause disease. So many of us have breathed in TB, and it's lying dormant in our body, likely in many parts of our body. And our immune system has managed to control it and keep it there, but it can't quite kill it. So in that stage of infection, you are not feeling sick. You are not sick. There's no damage in your lungs, but the TB bacteria is nevertheless alive because it can evade the immune system's efforts to kill it. It's got a tough, waxy shell, much wearing a very thick raincoat in the rain, so you don't get wet. So it can survive, and then if you become, if your immune system weakens through stress, malnutrition, illness, any of those reasons, diabetes, HIV, then the immune system control over the area falls, and the bacteria can now wake up and start multiplying and then to cause damage. So TB is it's an infectious disease that you can breathe in by breathing in air that comes from somebody's lungs who is infected, who actually has TB disease, actually. Not just infected, but actually has active damage.
Okay, so when you say infectious disease, you're making me a little bit nervous now because we've just come out of the COVID pandemic and people weren't sure, is it airborne? Do you breathe it? Are people coughing into you and then you get it? And so how is TB transmitted? Are you just standing in a shopping mall, somebody behind you has TB at the till, they cough, and the next thing you've got TB? Is it as simple as that?
Well, I think COVID was a great education for us because it taught us the value of trying to protect ourselves from airborne infection. And yes, TB is spread by the airborne route. And we used to think that TB could only be spread if someone was really ill with TB and they were coughing heavily and spreading many bacteria into the air. And then, yes, it's simple as if you spend time close to people who are breathing or coughing lots of TB bacteria into the air, you can breathe it in, especially if you are exposed for longer. So, and we're exposed to many people in our workplaces, on the bus, at home, where, you know, where we celebrate states that could have TB. But the thing is, establish itself. So while it can cause, and once you infect it, it can cause problems. In most people, it takes a little bit longer than that, and sometimes you can be infected for many years before you develop TB disease. So lots of people won't know that they're infected, and then they might not even know when they get disease. Oh, and that's what we are finding out now, that the typical TB patient is not just the person who's feeling really ill and is coughing a lot, losing weight, got fever, sweating. You and I could be walking around with already lung damage in our lungs, but we're not yet feeling sick enough to say, I've really...
Okay, and is this why, Doc, that there's a terminology latent TB versus active TB, is that you could already have been infected but demonstrating no symptoms, and so you live a full life for a long time and then it flares up many years into the future?
That's right. But now what you've got to understand is that we've learned so much more in the last 5 years. So we our thinking before recently was that you can have latent TB, you're infected, but you are not infectious because there's no damage and the TB bacteria is not multiplying. And in fact, most people who are infected with TB will never go on to develop active TB disease. So it's usually 1 in 10 people who are infected with TB will go on to develop TB disease in their lifetime. But if you have risk factors such as illnesses, such as diabetes, if you are malnourished, if you have something weakening in your immune system like HIV or cancer, or you're on immune suppressive therapy, those are situations in which your risk for your latent TB going developing into active TB increases. But now we no longer only recognize latent TB and active TB, that we are now discovering that there's a whole spectrum of active TB. And before you start to get sick and show symptoms, there's actually a period where if you were to look on x-ray or test, do a laboratory test for the TB bacteria, you would find it. And so we're recognizing now that we have better technology to confirm the presence of active growing TB, that there's a whole asymptomatic phase to TB disease. And that is actually a big breakthrough for us because in this country, the Department of Health is now also shining the light on that period by doing two things. It is expanding digital chest x-ray screening into clinics and communities to find people who would never dream of going to a doctor yet, but they may have active TB. And also, they are starting to proactively test people, do a laboratory test in people that they know are at higher risk of having active
right.
TB. And so they're not waiting for the people to get sick.
Right.
They are proactively saying, right, let's see if you have bacteria, TB bacteria that we can find, because you might not be sick, but you may still have TB.
Right.
And if we treat you early, we can avoid all the bad things that come with suffering illness,
right.
etc. And we've got a better chance of restoring your lungs to a pristine
right.
condition.
We're in conversation with Dr. Lucy Connell, TB program lead at the Right to Care. We're taking a short break, and when we come back, Doctor, I'd like you to talk to us about the prevalence of other diseases that break down the immune system, HIV, the advent of COVID, and whether or not that has contributed to the rising prevalence of TB in the modern day. We'll be back in a moment.
Getting you what you need to know. Power Talk. Weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on Power 98.7.
What do you need to know? You need to know that tomorrow is World Tuberculosis Day. And so today, ahead of World TB Day, we're just looking at the rising incidence of tuberculosis in the country, the things we take for granted. And perhaps because South Africa has such a high burden of disease, we're just overwhelmed by the information that's out there. Because one minute you're talking about cancer and it's said to be very, very serious. And then we're talking about HIV, and we've got high prevalence rates and rising infection rates in this modern day. And then you wake up and it's COVID, and now it's TB, and we just don't know how to make sense of it all. So Dr. Lucy Connell is here to help us. Dr. Connell, the fact that South Africa grappled for a long time with HIV infections, prevalence and treatment programs, and then a decade later was confronted with COVID-19. Have any of those variables contributed to the flare-ups in TB? I know you say that for the longest time people can live with it and it's undetected, so we don't really know what the prevalence rates are, but these numbers, could they have anything to do with HIV and COVID?
Absolutely. So, I mean, just to tell you that in the late 70s and the 80s, the world was had the goal of ending TB in sight. We had better drugs, and it was quite clear that TB was a curable disease, and people were talking about ending TB. But then along came the HIV pandemic, and basically what that does, weakens your immune system. And it's number one, if you encounter TB, if you breathe it in, it establishes itself in the lungs much better and is more likely to go straight on to TB disease. And also all those people who are living their lives with TB well contained by their immune systems and kept dormant now faced the risk of that TB reactivating as the immune control exerted by the body on the bacteria weakened. So definitely the HIV epidemic in our country without doubt exploded TB onto the scene in an unprecedented way. And we can see quite clearly that a lot of the gains we've had over the last 10 years in decreasing the number of new infections with TB every year have been are very much associated with the increasing amounts of people on antiretroviral treatment. So antiretroviral treatment definitely decreases the risk of TB. And then along came COVID, and COVID, the way COVID acted through the disruption of routine health services and health-seeking behavior on the part of us as individuals. Because number one, we had the hard lockdowns where people couldn't travel. And then number two, even when those lockdowns were lifting, what we can see countrywide is that the number of people attending clinics was still low and had not achieved pre-COVID levels until round about this year and the end of last year. And in that period, especially the initial period of the lockdowns, routine services and testing of TB were disrupted to the extent that the laboratories only for TB testing that they had achieved in the equivalent period in the year before.
Right.
We are recovering testing levels, so definitely we took a knock. Mm. The whole world took a knock. We can see TB mortality rates are going up again after almost a decade of going straight down.
Mm.
So COVID really knocked us for that reason. I think service disruption and disruption to our patterns of seeking health.
Mm.
I can't really comment on how it has impacted on people personally in terms of lowering immunity to TB, etc. I'm not really knowledgeable about that, but chiefly it was because of the system adjusting. And so one of the key points of the government's TB recovery plan was not only to strengthen services, testing and adherence support services, but to try and increase the resilience of our health systems, because pandemics are going to come again in the future. So we've got to learn to chew and walk and talk on our cell phone at the same time.
Absolutely.
So that when a new pandemic comes, we still do the basics.
I know you're a doctor, and I know you'd say to me, I'm not a marketer, but I wonder to what extent people are not aware, because we don't know of many famous people who've had TB. And if we did, perhaps it would raise an awareness. And I'm thinking here, Nelson Mandela himself, I think, suffered TB during two different phases of his life, in prison and post-prison. And a very popular presenter from the 2000s, Jerry Ransedi Elsden, she has lived with TB for the longest time and became quite a campaigner around the issue. And I think that would help to drive the message.
It would certainly help, but I also think that we have to have a new approach to understanding TB, and that is you don't have to be feeling sick to trigger a TB test, and that the new face of TB in our country is that one out of two people who have got TB, you can test them or you can x-ray them and see evidence of TB even while they're feeling great.
Okay.
Still going to work, they might still be playing soccer. You know, nothing has caused them yet to say, gosh, I'm really ill, I've got to sort this out. So I think that what we've got to realize as South Africans is, yes, we see people all around who have it, right? It is not just HIV related.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone can get TB. If you breathe air, you can get TB. So you've really got to think carefully. Have I been, has anyone in my family or workplace been on TB treatment? If so, let me go and quickly get a TB laboratory test, which is free at any clinic countrywide.
I was just going to ask, doctor, and so let's say you do the test, you find that you have TB, even if it's not showing up physically as symptoms, what are the treatment programs? What do you do?
Okay, so now you've touched on a very important area that as a country and as the world, we need to clarify as soon as possible. So it is not yet known. People that have got active TB disease, but they are asymptomatic, we don't yet know what is the best treatment to give them at that stage. Does that person need the full 6 months of TB treatment? Or could we treat them for a shorter period and halt the TB disease in its tracks? And as we speak, I know South Africans, our organization, are busy drafting studies that will answer that question. So what does it mean if we find that you have TB disease but you are still well? And so for now, when we find such people, we watch them very closely and we will probably treat them, start them for TB treatment, but at the same time, we are working hard to conduct research that will answer the question as to how best should that person be treated so that we end their TB disease.
And my final question to you, Dr. Lucy Connell. So anybody who's been triggered right now and thinks, ooh, I need to go and get a test. Where can they go and what do they ask for when they get into a medical center?
Okay. So they can go to any clinic and the clinic will test them automatically if they are living with HIV or if they feel they are worried they've had a contact with someone who's been on TB treatment in the last year, or if they themselves have had TB in the last 2 years. Those people are going to get an automatic TB test. Otherwise, the health worker will ask you about what your worries are and then manage you from there. Mm. They'll also ask you about TB symptoms. But if you are lucky enough to be in one of the areas where the Department of Health is piloting digital chest X-ray screening, that is a very quick and accurate way of lung damage suggestive of TB. And then if you do, they will automatically do a laboratory test for TB and confirm. And at the moment, the government is piloting that in 7 health districts across the country, but they will soon be doing it in another 14 districts. Mm. So if you're a member of the public, keep your eyes peeled. You'll hear about it in the media and on local radio. Go to your clinic and ask if they have that, and just go to them and say, look, I'm worried. I could be have TB, and they will take it from there.
Dr. Connell, I have to admit personally, everything I've heard today is new to me. And I am shaking in my boots because I just thought TB was just an ancient disease. It's just one of those things. And today you've just peeled away something from my eyes. Thank you so much for your time.
It's a pleasure. And thank you.
Bye. All right. Thank you, Dr. Lucy Connell, from the TB program lead at the Right to Care. If you want to find out more, call the National Department of Health. The number to dial 0600 123456. 0600 123456. You can also dial *134*83285# and you can get more information. Please get tested, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for the news.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.